Barrhead. On October 4, County of Barrhead councillors unanimously approved a recommendation by administration to enter into Intermunicipal Collaboration Framework, ICF, discussions with the town regarding a possible use of the Alberta Distance Learning Centre, ADLC. ICF agreements are established between neighbouring municipalities on a variety of issues that impact both communities, such as recreation, shared water and sewer to joint land planning. These agreements were made mandatory under the province's Revised Municipal Government Act, MGA. And although the Barrhead municipalities already have an ICF, if they decide to move ahead with the project, the existing agreement would need to be amended. Since the ADLC ceased operation in June 2021, the provincially owned building, which opened in 1984, has sat mostly vacant, with only the Ministry of Education print shop still operating in the basement. Reeve Doug Drost said they discussed the possibility partnering with the town to repurpose the ADLC building during their budget priorities meeting the day before. County Manager Debbie Oyarzin said via email that for several years the municipality has been budgeting for necessary improvements and renovations to the municipal office. She also noted the county hired a consultant to conduct a building assessment report identifying the lifecycle of all their municipally owned facilities. The cost of renovations can be quite significant, so we wanted to explore other options that may be more cost-effective, efficient and long-term, Oyarzin said. Town of Barrhead Mayor Dave McKenzie was unaware of the county's plan to potentially use the building as a combined municipal office building. We have had some discussions with the county about if there was something we could do as a joint municipal effort to repurpose the building, he said. Unfortunately, he said, the conversation has not gone much further than doing some initial tire kicking, because they are waiting on the province to give them more information on the government's plans, if any, for the building along with specific information about the structure, such as operating costs. McKenzie added while the town is agreeable to continue any discussion about how the municipalities may be able to repurpose the ADLC building, he suspects they could just be spinning their wheels until the province gives them more information. We've been working for about a year to get it, so hopefully, the province will be able to tell us something soon, he said. Barry Curtin, townandcountrytoday.com.